Please have a seat. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Deacon Douglas Argue, I can't even pronounce my last name, Argue, like fight, quarrel, argue. And I am so happy to be here with you all this morning. I live in Columbus, Ohio. I've been serving this diocese since 2008 as a deacon, and I'm very pleased to be with you all this morning. I'm really, really nervous, so I start to shake a little bit. I'm going to tell you this story, though, because being up this high, several years ago when I was at the Association for Episcopal Deacons Triennial, it's the time of the year when a lot of the deacons from across the church gather, much like General Convention. The deacons come together and they have their thing that they do. And we were at, I can't even remember the name of the church, but it was in Rhode Island. And it was one, if not the first Episcopal church in the country. And their pulpit is way, way up there. And I literally had to walk up these steps to where, I mean, I was as up higher than those lights. And this reminds me of that. This is really up there. I don't like this. I know, I was like, I wish I kept my microphone on because I would much rather be down there, but now I'm too nervous to walk down the steps, so I'm going to stay right here. Allison invited me to come and speak this morning a little bit about the diaconate and what it means to be a deacon and what it means to serve the church and God's creation. So I do this quite often. I am not with a congregation currently. I was serving St. Matthew's in Westerville. I'd served that church for about 7 years, but it stepped away because I felt like I was being called into something different now. And that's one of the hallmarks, I think, of ministry for all of us, not just as a deacon or a priest, but even laity, is that continued discernment and prayer that we're asked to do and be with God, to really listen and see, well, what is it that I need to be doing now, in this moment, at this time? So I'm kind of a free-range deacon, so to speak, and I'm going around the diocese. This is my first opportunity since this new kind of role I'm in to come and teach and talk about the diaconate. I want to start with our scriptures this morning because I believe that they really do point us to how we are asked to be a minister in the church. And I'm very careful to use the word be because it is a matter of being something that we were formed from the very beginning to respond to God. In Timothy, in 2 Timothy, we hear about that we are called in this holy calling. Before the beginning of time, you and I were created to be something that God needs us to be. And part of our process then is just uncovering what that is as we move throughout our life and our faith. The doing aspect is easy. We all do exactly the things that we do every day. The choir sings, acolytes acolyte, doctors doctor, dog walkers walk dogs. Those are things that we do. By our baptismal covenant, we don't get away from being able to do those things because that is our covenant. We agree that we're going to take care of God's creation. But the things that we do and what we're called into being are often different. And they take special discernment to understand what those things are. In 2 Timothy, Paul is talking to Timothy about reminding him of that calling and what he's been created to be from the very beginning for God's church. The words that Paul uses is not by work, but by purpose and grace. It's not the things that we do, but through God's purpose and grace, we are created to be something for God and in God's creation. I hope that you really, really hear that. Not by work, but by purpose and grace. Then we get to Jesus talking to those apostles. Crusty old bunch of men they were. And we hear them quite selfishly, once again, think only of themselves. Increase our faith. Give it to us now. And Jesus, in his loving way, reminds them, this ain't about you. This is about something much bigger, much different, much deeper. And he uses the example of the mustard seed and reminds them that if you just had the faith of something this tiny, you could do amazing things. Amazing things. But the apostles just don't get it. I don't get it sometimes either. And I have to be reminded that, oh, if I just let go, and if I just have that faith, that's enough. That's enough. God's going to take care of everything else. But because I'm a perfectionist, some people call me anal retentive. I tend to disagree. I want it now. Increase my faith. Help me be perfect. And then I have to remember, no, not yet. I have work to do. I have purpose. And it will come in due time. But I have to put in the work first and not worry about me and focus on what it is God wants me to do, which is no different than you all. We're called to be ministers in the church, which is not about me or you. It's about that which is bigger than all of us. The diaconate fits well into these scriptures this morning because it is about being called into a special ministry. So through my baptism, of course, I have the things that I'm expected to do because I'm a baptized Episcopalian. But then God did this tapping thing with me. It's like, I got more work for you to do. I have other special things I need you to be for me. I want you to have a voice and speak up for those that don't necessarily have a voice. That's who I'm going to make you in this church. As a deacon, we are set apart, we are called to be a servant, the hands and feet of God. The hands and feet of Jesus was often what is used to describe the deacon. But more than that, we're expected to interpret to the church. So we're supposed to bring all those messy things that happen in the world and bring them back to the altar in the church and say, now you have to do something about this because it's needed. And then it's the church's responsibility, you all of the church, to figure out how to make that happen. Allison, early this morning, gave the example of the laundry love. Laundry love that happened yesterday. And the amount of laundry that was taken care of for people. That's beautiful. What a wonderful, wonderful ministry of responding to a call of something that's needed and just doing it. That's fabulous. But it's also interpreting back to the church a need that exists that we often don't think about. And that's the role of the deacon, is being able to bring those things to the attention of the church and say, listen up, now you need to do something about this. That often means that I have to come forward with a prophetic voice and say the unpopular things. Speak truth to power, as is often said. And I don't know how familiar you are with the prophets. I'm sure that you are, being good Episcopalians that you are. We all know that the prophets don't live big, glamorous lives. And more times than not, they are persecuted and prosecuted. Not a favorite position to be in whatsoever. But that is the role of the deacon, is to have that prophetic voice. Not that different from what you all hopefully are doing as well. When you see things of injustice in the world, you're speaking out. When you see unloving happening in the world, you're responding with love. When you see a need in the world, you're responding with your hands and your feet and your voice to make God's love known and present in every moment of every place that you are throughout your entire day. So what's the difference between a priest and a deacon, the laity and the bishop? Well, those are all found in your catechism, in the Book of Common Prayer. Hopefully you'll be able to take some time and look through that and read it at some point. And I've been struggling with this question for a long time and helping other people to discern, are they called to be a deacon? Are they called to be a priest? What really is the difference? And I want to offer something this morning. This is kind of it's new for me kind of speaking this out, so I'm learning. And you're going to help me figure this out a little bit, I think. That for all of us, we have our sacraments. But it's our relationship to those sacraments that really help us to determine, am I called to be lay? Am I called to be a deacon? Am I called to be a priest? So it's our relationship with those that really determine how God is calling us to be in the world. As a deacon, my relationship with the sacrament is to be assisting. I don't want to do the things that Allison does. I can do them. I don't want to. But that's because I'm not called to do those things. Allison is called to bless and consecrate and forgive. Well, I can do those things, but that's not what God is asking me to do. God is asking me to pull people in for the sacrament so they can get fed, and then to push them back out into the world. So the role between the deacon and the priest is that relationship to the sacrament, where I help, Allison brings people together as a community, I'm help bringing them in from the way corners of the earth into this congregation and community. We celebrate, we're fed together, and then my job is to scatter people back out and to remind them, you have things to do, don't forget. It's simplistic, but I think it works. So as you think about your own ministry, and you each have one, don't fool yourselves in thinking you don't, because you do. As you think about your ministry and who you are in this church and in this world, think about it from the relationship to the sacrament. As we begin to celebrate Eucharist here in a little bit, I would invite you to think of that Eucharist in perhaps a new way. What is your relationship with the body and blood of Christ? How is God calling you to react and be with that bread and that wine? That's going to be your first clue to what God is calling you to be in God's creation. And then hopefully from there you begin to pray and ponder with it and discern and contemplate and examine, what does this mean for me and how does it increase my faith? Even if it's just increasing it by the size of a mustard seed, it will be enough. So, might you be called to something? You are. But the question is, to what? So, through prayer and study and examination and talking in community with each other, you begin to discover your relationship and unfold how God is calling you to be a unique creature in this world. Do you find yourself itching to be of service as much or more than being in the church? If you do, then maybe you're being called to the diaconate. You already are deacons because you're doing diaconal service already. But that itching for something deeper and more is what I ask you to pay attention to. Because that's where God is poking and prodding, and the Spirit is doing marvelous and wonderful things, not only for you, but your neighbor and those around you. So my prayer for you this morning is that you can sit with that, examine that relationship, and really ponder, what does the sacrament mean for me, and how does it help to shape and form who I am in God's eye. Amen. Amen. You want this back?